بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي حمزة أنس بن مالك الأنصار رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله أفرح بتوبة عبده من أحدكم سقط عن بعيره وقد أظله في أرض فلات. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of Tawbah, and in this hadith we explain that how happy Allah Ta'ala becomes when somebody makes Tawbah, sincere Tawbah, and turns to Allah Ta'ala. Allah becomes extremely happy. So Abu Hamza Anas ibn Malik Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this was the khadim. He stayed in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many years. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes more happier when a person makes tawbah compared to that person who is in a desert and he loses his camel. And then he finds that camel again, how happy that person becomes. More happier than that, Allah Ta'ala becomes. And that is explained further in the next hadith, which is of the same essence, of the same incident, of the same example. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, this hadith comes: اللَّهُ أَشَدُّ فَرْحًا بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ حِينَ يَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah becomes more happier with the tawbah of a person when he makes tawbah and he turns to Allah Ta'ala. مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ كَانَ عَلَى رَاحِلَتِهِ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَاتٍ. Compared to that person who was on his conveyance, the camel, and in a very open place, the desert, where there was nobody and nothing else, he only had his camel. And that camel carries his food also, his water also, it is his navigator, it knows the directions also, everything that camel is there for him. فَانْفَلَتَتْ مِنْهُ وَعَلَيْهَا طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ فَأَيْسَ مِنْهَا. And then he loses that camel suddenly, it got lost. And on that was his food also, was his drink also, and now he becomes completely despondent and he loses hope in life also. There are no shops of course in the desert, there is nothing where he can get anything, nobody's houses there or anything. His food is gone, his drink is gone, his conveyance is gone, he's left all alone in the desert there. فَأَتَى شَجَرَةً فَاسْتَجَعَ فِي ظِلِّهَا. So now, losing hope and just now waiting for death to come, he goes to a tree, lies there under, and sleeps away now, that now death is going to come. وَقَدْ أَيْسَ مِنْ رَاحَلَتِهِ. And he has lost all hope in his conveyance now, that camel of his, and there is nothing now for me but just now to die. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ كَذَٰلِكَ إِذْ هُوَ بِهَا قَاهِمَةٌ عِنْدَهُ. While he's in this great disparity of his, he's lost all hope, suddenly he just sees the camel is there again, with everything on it, with the tree, with the water, with the food, with everything, suddenly it is there again. فَأَخَذَ بِخِطَامِهَا. He takes that camel now, and by its reins, and then he says, ثُمَّ قَال مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرْحِ. And because he's so happy, he's sort of gone out of his mind. And in that he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuka. He says, O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Allah. Completely wrong, he said the opposite, that I am your slave and you are my Allah. But he was so happy that he made this mistake and he said it the opposite way. أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرْحِ. He made a mistake because of this great joy and happiness that he had got. So Allah becomes even more happier with a person when a person makes tawbah. So here we are commanded to make tawbah, and we are shown here that how happy Allah becomes when a person makes tawbah. And when a person makes tawbah, then all his sins are wiped out from him, of his records, as though he had never committed any sin. He is given a complete new slate. So therefore we should make always tawbah. And as explained, tawbah means that we come out of that guna which we are in. We come out of it, we realize it was a terrible wrong that we had committed, we resolve we will not do it again. Then that is true, complete and true tawbah. And if there are the rights of Allah that are included, like namazes we have to make, qaza, rozas, that we have to do. If it is fellow people's rights, like we had sworn at somebody, we disgraced somebody, or somebody's money we had taken, whatever, then we have to cover up that also. Once a person has done that, then their gunas are completely forgiven, and Allah Ta'ala now gives him a complete new slate. And in fact, Allah becomes so happy, as we see, more happier than that person who lost his camel, and then suddenly he finds it again, and in his great joy he says the opposite, that Allah, you are my slave and I am your Allah. So then that was just a mistake from that person. Allah becomes even more happier than that. So Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah istighfar regularly, and the true proper tawbah. And in that way, even if a person had sinned greatly, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him and be pleased with him. وآخر دعوانا